Garrett short. He's going to be pulled by Mullaney, and he's been severe on anything short through the course of the day, and he goes all the way for six over mid-wicket.
You know, if you cut us in half, we'd be green gold. You should know how lucky you are to walk on the field with that badge on your chest and your hat.
Now he's chopped this down towards third man. They've run one. They'll turn and they will come back, and Stephen Mullaney, for the fourth time in his career in first-class cricket, reaches 150.
This is the Talk of Trent Bridge. I'm Matt Freeman, welcome to the podcast, and even though it seems like it's cold nearly all the time, and if it's not cold it's dark, and if it's not cold and dark it's cold, dark and wet, preparations for the 2020 season are well underway. Stephen Mullaney's my guest this week for the first episode of a new run of the Talk of Trent Bridge, and he told us about how some home truths have been delivered in the dressing room as the Green and Golds look to get back on track next year.
We've had some really good chats, really honest chats. Some of it's not been very nice, and people have probably heard things that they don't want to hear, but they had to be said, and I think that everybody wants to go out there and, you know, make our fans love us again.
Stephen also took us behind the scenes on the Gotham Hills Hill Running Challenge and told us about some of the things you won't see in the video on our website.
Matt Carter actually brought his dog with him. Yeah, Ovi. He's about as big as, you know, a mobile phone. So he's a little one, but he was up the hill with us and it was really good.
And we'll hear from Luke Fletcher after I caught up with him last week when the 2020 fixtures threw up a couple of interesting opening games at Trent Bridge.
Always the first game, I think, you know, everyone's desperate to get in the team, so that's always a game for me that, you know, you sort of target when the fixtures come out and make sure you're in that 11.
But first, I asked Stephen exactly how preparations are going as the Outlaws look towards April 2020.
Yeah, it's been tough, but really excited, and got a great feeling that the lads are really, you know, we're getting together really tight as a group, and epitomised yesterday really on the hills at Gorton, which is, you know, probably the hardest session of the winter. Probably not the last time we're going to be up there this winter, I've got a feeling, but, you know, really tough day, but everybody pulled together. Yeah, and it's been, you know, a great 2 or 3 weeks so far, and we've got another 2 weeks to go till the break at Christmas.
Is that a bit unusual? Do you normally do Gotham once and then that's, you've parked it, you don't have to go back? Is that going to be different this time?
Yeah, I don't think we've done it more than once in a winter, but I think Morsey enjoyed it. So, but to be fair, like, it is tough, but I think the test of resilience and mental strength within a squad that we're obviously trying to get back on track after a tough four-day season last year, I think it's going to be really... I think it's going to help us a lot.
What's on the agenda when you're going up there? I saw some poles were laid out on the hills. Is it a hill sprint team? What's going on?
Yeah, well, there's five different challenges. So you're in a team. So, yeah, a few halfway up the hill relays, one long distance one up a bigger hill, and then carrying weights up a hill, and then one big one to finish, which is to the top mast, which was obviously the nicest one because it's, the end is near.
Did you get any confused dog walkers walking past?
Well, no, Matt Carter actually brought his dog with
him.
Yeah, Ovi. He's about as big as, you know, a mobile phone. So he's a little one, but he was up the hill with us, and yeah, it was really good. So, but yeah, we've saw a few dog walkers, a horse walked by. but yeah, it was, you know, we've had it since, you know, for 6 or 7 years now, and it's tough. It's really tough. You know, epitomised yesterday, I think, by, you know, trying to explain it to the lads who haven't done it before. So Duckett, yeah. Clark, Hamid, you know, and they thought, oh, it's just a hill, we'll just get up it. And then at the end of the session, they're like, I know what you mean now. So, yeah, Hass was sick. So that proves how hard it was. And he's one of the fit lads in the squad. So, no, as I said, great for team camaraderie and mental strength and really well worth exercise.
Not the only sort of challenge you've took on in the past couple of weeks. There was the triathlon a couple of weeks ago as well. We've got some clips of that on the site as well at trentbridge.co.uk. It looked incredibly tough this year. It was about the wettest day I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was made tougher because we couldn't do the run outside because of the weather. It was dangerous. So we had to do a 5 kilometre row, which was horrendous, really, and that was the first event. So the swimming, not too bad. I personally don't mind swimming, but, you know, Joe Clark found that quite hard because he hates it. So, and then the bike at the end, you know, I've never felt at the end of a triathlon. We've done a few now, obviously, but at the end of a triathlon, you know, my body just seemed to shut down and seize up. It was a horrendous feeling. But again, a test of mental strength and teamwork. Yeah, and again... the thing is, what we know they're coming, so, and they're not going anywhere. We're going to continue to do them, so you might as well try and enjoy them the best you can.
All building up, of course, to the start of the season next year, which is still a good few months away, but fixtures out last week. I caught up with Luke Fletcher last week just after the fixtures were announced to hear a little bit of his thoughts about the games coming up.
Always the first game, I think, you know, because it's so far away, you're always gearing towards that, and, you know, everyone's desperate to get in the team, so that's always a game for me that, you know, you sort of target when the fixtures come out, make sure you're in that 11, and you know, then you can hopefully perform well and stay in the team.
Derbyshire as well is early up here at Trent Bridge, which as someone Nottingham born and bred, must be one of the ones you're always looking out for.
Yeah, that'd be great. I think it's third game we play Derby here at Trent Bridge, so yeah, that'll be again. So Leicester first game, Derby third, so you know, a local rivalry there, and it'll be a tough game. You know, Derby are a strong side, and it'll certainly be one that, you know, I'm looking forward to playing in.
Any of the other away ties, things you're looking out for, looking forward to?
Always. If you get a chance to play against Middlesex, you're always looking to play at Lords. So that was the first thing I looked at. You know, lovely place to go, traditional ground, a lot of history there. Great place to bowl at times with the slope, and also quite a nice lunch as well. So yeah, that's always what I look out for.
Earlier this season than it has been as well. It's the start of the blast with quite a few Friday night games down here at Trent Bridge. Just what does that atmosphere bring to the guys?
Well, every year it's got a lot better. It's just crazy the amount of, you know, how good the support is we get here at Trent Bridge. It's obviously a tournament everyone loves to come and watch. It's quite intense. It's good. Kids love it. You know, the fireworks going off before the game. All the players love it. So everyone will be looking forward to that. I think it kicks off against Birmingham. Doesn't it, the first game? So yeah, that'll be a tough game. You know, that competition's starting a bit early this year. So yeah, we're all looking forward to that.
Will that make a difference to it for you as a player?
Maybe. There might be a bit more juice in the wickets, but generally the wickets here at Trent Bridge for the, you know, 50 over comp and T20 are pretty good. So yeah, maybe, maybe not. Not too sure.
That's Luke Fletcher talking to me last week after the 2020 fixtures were released. It's the Talk of Trent Bridge with Stephen Mullaney, my guest this week. Stephen, I know you sort of know before the fixture released who you're playing anyway, really. You're playing everyone sort of home and away, that sort of thing. But to see Derbyshire and Leicestershire first up at Trent Bridge must have been a bit of a thing.
Yeah, to start here at home against Leicester, who are just down the road, is a huge fixture for us. And then, you know, 2 weeks later to play Derby as well, which is, again, a huge fixture. But I think more than anything, I think the lads, well, me definitely, but everyone included, I think we just want to get back out there and prove to people what we can do, because, you know, we've had some really good chats, really honest chats. Some of it's not been very nice, and people have probably heard things that they don't want to hear, but, you know, myself, I've heard things that are not nice, but they had to be said. And I think that everybody wants to go out there and, you know, make our fans love us again. And make them realise that this club means a lot to every single individual, and that's one of the things. You know, I've got a couple of things that I'm doing at the minute behind the scenes that the lads don't know about, that I'm going to try and present before the season, to prove how much the club, to the fans, we want to prove how much the club actually means to people, and we're in it for the long haul. So I understand people's frustrations from last season, and quite rightly so. But at the same time, what I can promise is that the hard work is going in, and we hope to prove that on the field.
How important do you think that is? Not just sort of working on your skills on the field, but I suppose as captain, getting to know some of the new players, what it means to be part of Notts.
Well, yeah, it's a huge part of it. We get judged what happens on the field, quite rightly so. We're professional sportsmen. But there are little things you can do that sort of help the team, that help the culture of the club, that don't just... It's not just a first team set of rules, it's a club, not rules, I don't like the word rules, but, you know, a set of standards or a set of principles that you stick by, that we want to run right through the club. So then, you know, we've got some stuff in place, hopefully in the new year, what we can feed down through, you know, if anybody comes into the second team or the academy, you know, aspiring cricketers for Notts, what Nottinghamshire means to not just us who are here, people before, people who are hoping to do it in the future. Yeah, and we, as I said, we want to get out there and put the wrongs right from last year.
A couple of new faces in the dressing room as well in the past probably month or so now. Kevin Shine coming in the coaching setup, Haseeb Hameed as well. How are they settling in?
Yeah, really well. Apart from obviously Has being sick yesterday, he's been he's a quality batsman. I think he's just, you know, he's played three Test matches at 22, 23 years old. You know, he's had a couple of tough years at Lancashire, but. You know, I'm a big fan of the phrase that class is permanent and form's temporary. So I think that it's a great signing for us, and I hope he gives us some stability at the top of the 4-day order. He's obviously going to have to work hard to get into that side, because we've got some quality as well at the top. And Shine is just you know, fitting like a, he took it like a duck to water, really. He knows a few of us anyway because of he's been in when he was with the ECB. He comes in looking at the bowlers, got involved in the fielding before he was appointed. But, you know, when Mosey told me a few weeks ago that we were getting him, I was really excited. But also, on the other hand, continuing that the great work that Andy Pick's done for the 4 or 5 years that he's been head bowling coach, and he, you know, I spoke to Andy, we're very close as friends, we roomed together for a few years actually, and he was my under-19s coach, so we've got quite a bit of history together, and as much as it's sad to see him not with the first team on a regular basis, I know how excited he is to take up this new role in the pathway, and he'll be great for our academy bowlers going down through the age groups. Yeah, and everybody seems to be really happy, which is where we want to get to. And I also think that we're getting the best out of the coaches, which is in turn getting the best out of the players. So, I'm really pleased at this stage, but it's only 4 weeks into pre-season and we need to continue that for the next 10 months.
What's he like to room with, Andy Pick?
Well, we actually got put together because we both snore. So Mick put us together. But great to room with, you know, chilled. We had some great conversations, great laughs. As you know, he's a very funny bloke. I love rooming with him, but I do obviously prefer a single room, which is very nice.
And another returning face next year will be DC. Dan Christian signed on for the last season again. What does he bring back into that setup?
Yeah, well, I'm hugely excited again to see Dan back. He's a quality leader, quality T20 captain, more importantly, a quality T20 player. But most important, just a great bloke. You know, I think he would say that this is his second home. And I think the passion that he has, he knows what it means to play for Notts, which is what I spoke about before, about getting that and getting everybody feeling like that. A wealth of experience. He's won a lot of trophies. And I know I've spoke to him a few times since he's gone back home. I think he's in South Africa at the minute playing in the Mzansi League. I know that it's how much it's hurting him, that semi-final loss last year, that he wants to put right. And, you know, I think we've got a great balance of squad now to go and, you know, hopefully get to that final and win it again.
Now, we'll let you go in a couple of minutes' time. Something I want to sort of try and do with a few of the guests as we go through the talk of Trent Bridge. I know Jake, when he was sat in this chair, talked about bits of advice that people might have had that would have carried him through. And I liked that, so I've sort of half nicked it. Okay. I want to sort of know if there was like a particular person, whether it's sort of someone you knew or just like someone you looked up to as a kid, your sort of sporting hero that made you think, yeah, that's it for me, that's what I want to do.
I get asked this, well, I've been asked it quite a lot. I'd probably say Andrew Flintoff, but just because he was the best in that, probably 2005 series, but I was lucky enough to play with him. And if he's ever around, so if he comes on commentary in the blast like a couple of years ago or anything, he stops for a chat. Yeah, I just loved the way that, you know, the banter he took around, how hard he worked when it came to work time, and just really sort of welcoming, but made you feel welcoming, you know, taking the mickey away and helping you on your game, I suppose. I was very lucky, actually, just before that 2005 series, we were both injured, and we netted together for about 2 or 3 weeks with Dave Roberts, the physio at Lancashire, so I got, obviously, to know him a little bit better. Obviously we don't text every day, we're not best mates, but so ended up facing him in the nets quite a lot, bowling to him a little bit, so I would say him, as he helped me quite a lot at Lancashire.
Do you get to see him on Top Gear?
I don't watch Top Gear. I'm actually a car fanatic, but I don't watch Top Gear.
Really? We'll make sure we don't tell him. Stephen, thank you, thanks for joining us today. We'll be back soon with another talk of Trent Bridge, but plenty more behind the scenes content as well on the website at trentbridge.co.uk.